Hello there, I'm Stephen Bigelow, features writer with TechTarget Storage Media Group, and if you're new to storage concepts, I'd like to tell you a few things about network management. Storage isn't just a cabinet full of disks blindly attached to a production network. Storage is a resource, so it has to be allocated and managed as a resource in order to achieve the greatest benefit to a corporation. Successful management uses a comprehensive suite of tools to configure, provision, archive, and report storage activities according to a well-defined set of management policies and processes. Policies ensure a uniform application of storage resources and often support other business objectives such as risk mitigation or legal compliance obligations. The tools and the processes have to work together. The best tools are useless if they're applied inconsistently, and the most refined policies can't be implemented without capable tools. Let's talk about management tools specifically. Tools are the software utilities and suites used by storage administrators to monitor or manage storage resources in the data center. There are many different kinds of management tools intended to handle a variety of tasks, including configuration, migration, provisioning, archiving, and storage monitoring or reporting. Most administrators will use a variety of tools depending on the task at hand. Many tools are classified as storage resource management or SRM tools. Configuration tools typically handle the setup of storage resources. For example, the configuration tools might help organize and manage RAID groups by assigning groups, defining levels, assigning spare drives, and so on. Configuration can also define higher level activities such as array failover options. Provisioning tools define and control access to storage resources. This prevents a network user from being able to see and use any storage in the data center. For example, some amount of data center storage may be provisioned for an Oracle database that might only be accessible to a purchasing department. Migration and archiving tools are typically used to move data between disks or storage subsystems. While these tools are similar, each supports unique circumstances. Migration tools move data during upgrades or consolidations. For example, data might be migrated from an older server to a new EMC or Hitachi Data Systems storage array. As part of a consolidation initiative, the data from several older arrays might be migrated to a new, large array before taking the older arrays out of service. Archiving tools, on the other hand, move data to a secondary or tertiary storage platform. For example, an archiving tool might move expired data from a Tier 1 storage array to a Tier 2 storage array, or from a Tier 2 array to a tape library. Other management tools handle storage monitoring, measurement, and reporting tasks. Monitoring tools track storage traffic and subsystem behavior. Administrators can see who is accessing what data in the data center. Monitoring tools can also check for storage problems and alert technicians or administrators to problems via pager or email, shortening the response times to potential storage trouble. Measurement tools are essentially performance analysis utilities that reveal behavioral information about a storage subsystem. An administrator can then use that information for future capacity and upgrade planning. Monitoring and measurement tools typically include a reporting feature that presents detailed information that can be tailored to a range of users. For example, high-level reports for administrators might outline current storage utilization and provide a graph of total utilization versus capacity over time. A low-level report for technicians might list disk failures or suggest potential bottlenecks in the storage infrastructure. Now let's talk about management processes. Even the best management tools rely on rules that govern your data storage processes and procedures. For example, no software can decide what data to migrate or where to move that data. You must define those behaviors based on your own business needs. Generally speaking, storage management encompasses three broad areas: change management, performance and capacity planning, and tiering. Change management is the process used to request, schedule, implement, and evaluate adjustments to the storage infrastructure. For example, a new research project may require some amount of storage to be allocated in the data center. The change management process defines the way that requests are made and approved and documents the steps used to configure and provision the requested space on a storage array or server. As another example, change management may also document processes like data migration, defining the formal process used to move data from one part of the storage infrastructure to another while maintaining the integrity and availability of that data for network users. Storage infrastructures are always growing, but growth must be managed to ensure that storage is available when needed. Performance and capacity planning processes define the means used to measure the storage system performance, often to verify storage service level agreements, and examine utilization trends. The result of performance and utilization analysis is then used to make informed decisions about subsequent storage purchases, ensuring that enough money is spent to meet projected storage needs without wasting limited funds. Tiering, or tiered storage, has recently emerged as an important new storage management consideration. The traditional storage paradigm placed all data on expensive, high-performance SAN storage, only migrating old or unused data to archival tape. Today's falling disk costs now allow companies to economically deploy a variety of other disk storage systems using inexpensive, high-capacity disks, such as SATA or SAS disks. Numerous purpose-specific storage platforms have also emerged to address specific business needs. For example, Content Addressed Storage, or CAS, offers disk-based storage for data that requires rapid recovery but is only accessed infrequently. Virtual Tape Libraries, or VTLs, use disk storage to emulate tape systems for greater backup reliability with shorter backup and recovery times. Although the practical availability of various storage tiers has given rise to concepts like information lifecycle management and hierarchical storage management, no tool can possibly decide what data should reside on a given tier. Management processes are required to define or classify corporate data based on its relative value or importance to your business, and then implement the rules needed to move data between each tier as needed. Now let's talk a bit about compliance considerations. Corporate data storage is increasingly subject to government regulations that influence data retention and recovery requirements. This is often called compliance. As a rule, compliance regulations involve four key areas: data retrieval and recovery, or discovery; data completeness, which is legibility; data integrity, which is often called authenticity; and third-party review potential, which is auditability. That is, data must be available for a prescribed length of time, retrieved on demand in its complete and unaltered state, and be provided to auditors as required. Compliance needs vary with individual regulations, and regulations vary with each industry or state. For example, the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, or SOX, typically applies to any publicly held corporation, while the Health Insurance Protection and Portability Act, or HIPAA regulations, relate to companies in the healthcare industry. States like California and New York implement regulations requiring client disclosure when personally identifiable data is lost or stolen. Federal regulations will likely follow in the near future. Companies found to be in violation of compliance regulations can be subject to significant fines or other penalties. The goal is to identify the regulations that relate to your business and take the steps necessary to ensure that regulatory requirements are met through your data management policies or procedures. Well, that's it for now. I'm Stephen Bigelow, features writer for TechTarget Storage Media Group, and you can find out more about storage at www.searchstorage.com.